Dreamscape presents The Brain Code, using neuroscience to improve learning, memory, and emotional intelligence by Yossi Chalemish, narrated by Boyd Barrett. Preface. I am eager to share how you can help your brain function better by using its own algorithm, the Brain Code, to improve your memory, mental and emotional health, relationships, sleep, and general well-being. Let's start from the beginning of my journey. After completing my medical studies at one of Israel's premier universities devoted to scientific research, Technion, I chose to specialize in psychiatry. The human mind has always aroused my curiosity, and I wanted to understand it better. Luck was on my side, and I was soon heading to the Department of Brain Research at the Weizmann Institute in Rehovot, Israel, to commence my postdoctoral research. I didn't know it then, but this was a great time to be doing such work, as it was the beginning of a golden age in brain research. Groundbreaking studies had discovered that the human brain can change continually, adapting to its environment, improving and even repairing itself. The term the flexible brain was born, and in the corridors of the Weizmann Institute and in the cafeteria, there was huge excitement about the wondrous flexible brain, with people asking, "What does this mean?" Over two decades have passed since those heady early discoveries of the flexible brain, and many neuroscientists today are grappling with the question of how to harness that understanding to improve our physical and mental health. I think that there are two main reasons why the theory of the flexible brain has not yet reinvigorated and changed how we practice medicine. The first is that relatively few doctors are involved in brain research. This field has instead attracted biologists, programmers, engineers, physicists, and mathematicians. As a result, more resources have been allocated to the practical and intriguing field of brain-machine interfaces and left behind the more intriguing study of what I shall term flexible neurology. Secondly, there is a tendency in Western society for scientists to specialize, as well as narrow, their areas of study over time. This tendency guarantees a laser-sharp focus on the chosen subject, but prevents researchers from being able...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?